We started Be'ez Hashem last week discussing, in the previous year, the idea of the chiyuv to pay workers on time. Again, what a worker is very varied, because baltolin only has to do with the relationship of an employer and an employee. If somebody walks into a grocery store and somebody does not pay the grocery bill that day, he's not over in baltolin. That's a chiyuv. And a chiyuv doesn't have to pay right away. We're going to, Emir Tashem, have to discuss extensively and define very clearly what's the geder, what is the metzius of a employer-employee relationship which does have baltolin and the chiyuv to pay right away, and what is the type of relationship between two people which is business, where the money which is owed from one party to the other is a chiyuv. And we have to qualify the whole idea of baltolin. As a general rule, chiyuvos that are between two people have to be paid on time. If Reuven signed a promissory note, he borrowed $1,000 from a gemach, from a private person, from a bank, and he signed that he has to pay, the loan is due January 1st, then as a man of his word, as a person of principles, a person of honesty, he has to pay January 1st. But he's not over on a lot nasei if he doesn't pay till January 2nd. Let's go back even a step. Where would a person defaulting on a loan be considered a gazlan? The Gemara tells us in Bav Mitzvah Kufir Alf in the Sugya that there is a lav of loisigzol in not paying a loan, but that's only when a person says he's not going to pay the loan. That means if a person denies the loan, the Sma explains, a person could deny the loan, or he could say that he had already paid, or he could say he doesn't have a chiv to pay now, he only has a chiv to pay 10 years from now. That act of denial would be considered theft. Why? Because you're being mafkia that which somebody else has. When a person has a chayv, when Reuven owes Shimon $100, Shimon, so to speak, has by Reuven $100. Reuven denying the validity of that claim, so to speak, is breaking that which Shimon has. He's breaking the mamoni gaboch, in the terminology of the Gemara and Ksubis, that Shimon has by Reuven, in which case, that's theft. It's not theft in the sense of doing a maisa geneva. There wouldn't be a chiv of kefil. He's not going into somebody's rishus and taking that which is his, but it's gezel nevertheless. In that sense, a person's mechuyev to pay, and he's also mechuyev to pay on time. But if he doesn't pay on time, there are no lavin and essen. If a person would only be doiche, he says, I'll pay you tomorrow, I'll pay you next week, I'll get around to it, I don't have the money now. There's no chiv to pay that second. It might not be menschlich, it might not be yashrus, and it might not also be in terms of halakha, the Gemara says, Hain tzedek, the lav tzedek, there's honesty. There's a Torah value called honesty, called being a person of your word. But there's no choyv, there's no gezel, there's no lav in an essen in not paying right away. However, when a person has a relationship of an employee and employee, there is a chiyuv. Other chiyuvim don't have that. There are many ways that a person could owe somebody else $100. We just discussed the choyv. What happens if somebody, a choyv itself, a person could borrow money. A person could be buying on credit produce. He could be supplying him with supplies, and every once in a while he pays, and he's supposed to pay quarterly, and he doesn't get around to it. There might be a lack of erlich and not paying on time, but again, there's no lav and essen and not paying up suppliers on time. It's a breach of yashrus, a breach of heinem is v'lavtzedek, but it's not a lav, and there's no chiv to the tune of the mitzvah seim deraisa. A person could be a mazik, in the sense of a mazik, if he's mazik somebody else, either by backing out in his driveway and banging into somebody's fender, or in any other form of mazik. He caused somebody a loss, he was negligent, he had a client, he caused them a loss, he has to replace that which he was negligent, so on and so forth. There are no lavin and assays of paying. The relationship between an employer and an employee is a different type of relationship. Over there, there's a shibud on the part of the employer to the employee. Of course, by a choyv, there's also, but there's a separate level of shibud. As an unrelated halach, it's not really based on mitzvah sem deraisa, but just to highlight the difference, the choymer of the relationship between an employer and an employee. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Gimel, in Shin Lamed Gimel and Shin Lamed Beis Paskins, that a employer is mechuyev to pay his workers when he's supposed to pay, either at the end of the day, we discussed, or we said b'shem the tashbitz, that at the end of the week, if the wages are paid weekly or monthly, the end of the week, the end of the month. Normal chayvos, if a person doesn't have money, Could be that lechetchila a person does have to pay if he has cash. He has to pay a choiv. But we know the sugis in Bava Kama, Daf Zayin, Daf Ches, the sugis in Ksubis, the sugis in Gittin, Daf Nun Gimel, Daf Nun Dal, are full of dinim of gvias choiv, where if somebody doesn't have money, there are a mazik and a nizik has a right to collect meidis, that's when you're collecting from karka. Balchoyv has a right to collect from Benis, Ksubasisha, from Ziburis, the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Ches. But that's by Karka, by Kesef, by Metaltalin. A person could collect, if somebody owes him money, he could collect cash. Let's say there is no cash. Can he pay him Bishova Kesef? Yes. There's a law about Balchoyv Chazal instituted that if he does have cash, he has to pay with cash. But there's certainly no halacha that he has to go out, let's say all he has is produce, that a person has a grocery store, and he owes a supplier money, and it comes to the end of the month when he's supposed to pay, does he have to borrow money in order to pay his supplier? Does he have to sell his produce in a way that then he'll have the cash to pay his produce? Does he have to turn his produce, does he have to turn his metaltalin, sell off his possessions, and raise cash in order to pay his supplier? No. If he has cash, he pays with cash. If he doesn't have cash, then the supplier has a right to collect, has a right to be goy v'choyvoy from karka or from metalton. Which type of metalton? Any type of metalton. He has a huge warehouse full of bags of cornflakes. He doesn't have, right now, he has a cash flow problem. He doesn't have cash to pay. The halacha is gepaskin that he has to take from bags of cornflakes. If he wants, he could wait till when he thinks his client will have cash, and then he'll go collect cash. That could be. But Lamaise, if he wants to collect now, there's no chiv on the part of the employer, on the part of the client, to go out, borrow money, or sell off some of his schar in order to raise the money, in order to pay on time. The exception to the rule is the relationship of soicher and masker. An employer employee, not somebody who buys something, but somebody who provides work, somebody who provides a service, a schir yoyim, a schir laila, a schir shoyz, is mechuyiv to pay in cash. If he doesn't have the cash, Shulchan Aruch says, brings the b'shem din Ruki Yosef and others, that he's mechuyiv to go out and raise the cash. That tells us that the relationship between a masker and a soicher, between a employer and an employer, is based on a level of his chayvus. It's not just that you owe the money, but it's that you mishabed yourself to owe the money. That's one halacha. The other halacha, which is incumbent on him with a mitzvah say, midaraisa, and two lavin, lav of schir yoyim and the lav of schir laila. By the way, as an aside, in parentheses, Rashi holds the schir yoyim is over one lav, schir laila is over the other lav. The Torah talks either about schir yoyim or schir laila. The Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchus puts both of them together. He understands that the idea is not paying a worker on time. There's no difference if you didn't pay him on time if his term of employment is that you have to pay at night, or if his term of employment is that you have to pay by day. Either way, there's a lav, the Torah gave two lav. So a person who's over and doesn't pay a worker on time, in the cases that are applicable, will be over on two lav, as well as being mevatel mitzvah sem deraisa. Tov v'chomer ad moed. So what we have is really that mitzad dinei momenis, mitzad chosh mishpot, the chiyuvim of paying right away doesn't carry with it the price of a lav deraisa of a mitzad sem deraisa. This that the Torah added on, and the Torah qualifies that in Pashut Ki Seitzin. Pasuk says, Ki onihu, sefer chinuch is mayrich, ki onihu, ve'elov noises nafshe, the chinuch explains in Tov Kuf Peches, in Pashas Kisaitse, that the pshat is that the normal person who's employed by somebody else is somebody who doesn't have his own property, doesn't have his own assets. The only way he could earn his daily bread is by working in a field hard, physical labor for somebody else. In that sense, he's coming to the end of the day and he's saying, give me enough money that I can go into town and buy food for tomorrow. In that sense, how could you not pay him? Ve'el of noise is nafshe. Now, of course, that's not the case if he's a high-end lawyer charging $450 an hour. He's certainly not buying tomorrow's bread with the wages that he's earning, but still. The gedra adover is that when a person works for somebody else, the wages have to be paid right away. Chosh mishpot mitzad ol chayvois, there would not be a lav in aseh. So we could ask ourselves, is the din that you have to pay right away just a sharpening of the chiyuv moment? Or maybe it's more than that. Maybe as far as chosh mishpot is concerned, din imomen is gezel and so on, the din would not be mechayiv him to pay right away. What is it? The Torah was moisif an element of Isser, of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, that goes beyond the Chelek of Torah that's called Chayshim Mishpat. Chayshim is about Mukhuyiv and not Mukhuyiv. It's not about feelings. Lashon Hara is not Chayshim Mishpat. Sinas Chinim is not Chayshim Mishpat. It could be that maybe we could propose that Bal Tolin, the Chiv to pay right away, is not just a sharpened Chiv. But what it is beyond the level of chiyuv inherent in dinei mamonis, there's an element of isur of elav noises nafshe. It's a ben adam l'chaveri almost. It's totally out of the realm of chayvos. Interestingly enough, l'chayz a davar mufurish. There's a machlokes in the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph about one of the pratim of zchir laylo. The machlokes is between Rav and Shmuel. As a general rule, we paskin hilchos of kirav bi suri, hilchos of kishmuel b'mamoni. And the Gemara, the Rif Paskins, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, says Hilchos of Kirav bi Isuri, would seem to say very clearly that there's an element of Isser, and the Bal Tolin of paying right away is an Isser. Now, L'chayr, this has a major ramification on Lokal Maisa. What's the difference if it's categorized as an Isser or Dine Momnes? L'chayr, you have to pay right away. What would be in the following scenario? We have a case where somebody comes to my house to do work. Plumber, an electrician, whatever the case may be. He comes to my house, he does a few hours of work. I look over the work as he's a schir yomi, work during the day. I look over the work when he's done. In my opinion, the work was not done satisfactorily. He didn't do it, he did sloppy. He missed points. I want him to come back tomorrow to finish up. As far as I'm concerned, I don't owe him wages because the job is still in the middle. Or he didn't do the job at all. As far as he's concerned, he said it's fine, that's the way it should be, that's the way it's supposed to be, pay up. We have a machloikis here between an employer and an employee. If the employee is right and the wages are owed today, this Bal Tolin not paying them today. Can I hold on to my money and tell him, look, I'm not paying you because I feel you still have to come back. You want to fight? We'll have to go to Beis Din. Now, what's the rule? As a rule of thumb, dinei momnes, which is mutl b'sofik, the psak is hamoitzi mechaveri olav harai. If there's dinei momnes that are in doubt, as a general rule, the one who's holding on to the money wins, and it's not gezel to hold on to money where there's a sofik. The problem is, if we look at the din of bal tolin as an iser, which is on top of dinei momnes, so then it doesn't go to klal momnes. It goes with the klal of Isser, with Sofik Deraisa L'chumro. Sure enough, that's the psak. Whenever there's a Sofik of owing wages, the Erech Shai, one classic Paiskin from 150 years ago in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Shin Lam Dches, Paskins that when in doubt, one must pay. Pay and then go to Bezna afterwards. It's difficult to swallow this psak. Every time a person, somebody claims that I owe money for wages, but I think that it's totally unjustified, I have to pay and then try to get my money. It's like standing on your head. How often are you able to get your money out in Beis Din? Chayav glad to think is hold on to the money and not pay him until he proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that you owe him the money. L'maisa is a mokim lodun. The Rambam, the Chinuch, call the din of Bal Tolin lava nitin l'tashlumin, which would tell us. The rise to this, that lava nitin l'tashlumin is not just a way of saying that you have to pay, but it's a way of saying that in its by nature, the din of this moment is dinei momenis. Meaning to say, if we ask ourselves, is bal tolin, is the chiv of paying on time, dinei momenis or dinei iser, essentially it's dinei momenis. The Torah sharpened the level of responsibility with an added iser. But the Torah only sharpened when I'm mechuyev to pay. I'm mechuyev to pay right away. That added emphasis on paying right away is an iser. But what happens if it's a suffix if I owe in the first place? Essentially, what I have to do is I have to pay that which I owe. If it's not clear that I owe, then the din that we'll paskin that is hamoitzi mechavel v'raya. Once we paskin hamoitzi mechavel v'raya, then it seems to be decided al pi halacha that I don't have to pay. If I don't have to pay, I certainly don't have to pay right away. If I have to pay, then I also have to pay right away. That's iser. But if I don't have to pay, then I don't have to pay right away. So where is the sofik? Where we could say that we paskin that in dinei momenis I don't have to pay until proven beyond the shadow of doubt. I will not be mechuyev to pay until it's for sure. Hamaitzim mechavel v'raya will rule the day. And this is the psak of many poiskim that argue on the Erech Shai. Mirtz Hashem, the next few shiurim, we're going to go into the beyond the essential nature of Bal Tolin and Biyom Titin Zecher. We're going to go into the when and the why, not so much the why of the klal, but the why of different cases where there would be batal and where there would different relationships between employer and employee, where there would be a chiyuv batal and where there would not be a chiyuv batal.